forestry in the southeast. I would have started in the southwest. It's a different type of ground, different type of land, and would have been probably a bit more planting over that end of the country, or probably a lot more harvesting as well, because traditionally it would have been a lot more land planted over there. So it's coming on stream for tinning. But the southeast definitely is gaining traction in terms of planting. I think more people are starting to consider forestry as an alternative to farming. We have planted probably in excess of 8,000 acres, within the southeast region, since we started planting, it's coming on stream now. I would say some of the younger stuff is growing very well. We're blessed in the southeast with a couple of extra hours of sunshine in the year, which it does promote growth. We have very good growing conditions in the southeast region.
But what does it take to get a farmer to plant because there's a lot of antipathy towards forestry here in this region, and it takes a bit more maybe than for farmers in the southwest to plant.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't be directly comparing, I suppose. The way I would look at it is each case is different. And what a farmer has to do, or a landowner has to do, is just look at their own situation. Every farm has areas maybe that mightn't be productive, or areas that might need an awful lot more work to turn it into productive ground. This kind of work is reoccurring. It's not just you carry out a bit of drainage and a bit of maintenance work 1 year and it's okay. It's reoccurring work.
Yes, I found that in my own situation where I have some forestry, and it came about as a result of land that needed to be reclaimed after being reclaimed some years before that, and it was going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, so it's down at the end of the day, it's down to cost and it's down to money, and it's down to kind of what makes financial sense. The benefits of planting, some people will be aware, some won't. The premium payments now have been increased in the midterm review. They've been increased, and it's payments come from 520 for conifers up to 680 per hectare for broadleaves. In old money, I suppose, if you like, back to acres, most people would be used to dealing with.
Yes,
it would be €210 per acre for your conifer species, and €275 an acre for your native species. The likes of your oak and your birch and your holly and that kind of thing. Premiums then are tax free, so there's a tax free premium, and they're payable for 15 years, up to 15.
And who decides on what you plant?
Well, the owner will have an idea in their head of what they would like to plant.
Yes.
Or maybe it'll be a blank canvas. They'll have no idea. They'll be waiting for someone to maybe tell them what they should plant.
Yeah.
Some owners would have an idea, some wouldn't, and some would be looking for us to maybe advise them in that way.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, I suppose, there's different objectives then for different landowners. Some are looking for kind of quicker financial gain, and in that side of things, conifers should be planted. Quick return on investment. The market and the mills and the export market, it's all set up to harvest conifer timber. And we grow it very, very well, and we harvest it very, very well, so it should be considered. An alternative to that then is, your broadleaf planting. We're down on broadleaf planting, and there's been a big push now by the department to drive the amount of broadleaf planting that we have in the country. So that has been incentivised through the grant and premium scheme.
The life cycle then, the total life cycle of the crop is what, 40 years, is it?
It would be 35 to 40 years. Yeah,
right.
35 to 40 years. And it depends on the market, and it depends on the average size tree. What you're hoping to get to is, an average tree that's maybe about 0.6, 0.7 of a cubic metre.
As a matter of interest, how much then at final clear fell would you make out of one average tree, or do you do it that way?
Yeah, well, lads will go on a tree, and sometimes I'm a bit afraid to answer these questions when it boils down to figures. But there was a piece lately on RTE that did a short piece on forestry, and Minister Doyle was being interviewed on it, and some of the guys in the nursery in Nunsir Hardy and Wicklow were being interviewed as well, and they spoke about the return on investment with forestry.
Yeah,
and a tree will cost at planting stage will cost 24 to 25 cents per tree.
Yes.
And if you fast forward in 35, 40 years on to clear fell stage, that tree could be worth up to €70 or €80. for that tree. So that goes to show you the, you know, the
From less than a euro.
Less than 50 cents. Yeah, 25 cents up to 70 euro. And you know, it's there's a process involved. It's a slow process, but process involved. And I suppose people who are looking to invest, you know, in forestry and maybe looking to, you know, try diversify the farm. It's about diversification. I mean, everywhere else in Europe, landowners have pieces of forestry or they've shares in forestry.
Yeah, it's much more traditional than traditional here. Yeah, it's not traditional
the
here.
The average percentage cover on the continent, say, in Europe would be in excess of 30%.
Yeah.
You know, we're scratching 11% here, like, 10-11%. So it's there needs to be a big drive on, and people need to seriously consider it. It's a fantastic enterprise, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it boils down to the figures at the end of the day. Everyone has marginal land, you know, and unproductive kind of ground. And the fact is, if people are considering to plant, they keep their basic payment, you know, they keep their single farm payment.
That's new as well, isn't it?
Well, that was always kind of there. Yeah, that was always there. Yeah, so, you know, it doesn't affect your entitlements. So yeah, it's just a changeover in land use. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, you wouldn't be people. There's a bit of negativity in forestry at the moment. You're not pushing people to plant all their land. You're pushing people to start thinking about areas they could plant.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a
and it's an environmental aspect to it as
massive,
well, because there's so much about the environment
Absolutely massive. Yeah, massive. And I mean, it's down to diversification, and it's down to supplementing the rest of the farm.
Yeah.
I mean, we've planted a lot, and the feedback from farmers is people that have planted, and I'd encourage people that are thinking of planting to speak to people, maybe other landowners who have planted. Yeah. In that, you know, the premium payments come in, you know, and it's kind of unexpected money, I suppose, a little bit. And it's like, oh, there's a few bob from the forestry, you know, and what'll I do with that?
Yeah.
And it's tax-free and sure, great, I'll put a bit more into, you know, putting in a slatted unit or buying a new tractor or whatever it is, you know. So.
Well, your company, Vion, is based at the Martin Enniscorthy. Maybe not a lot of people know that. I don't know.
No, probably not. And this is it's a good place as any to tell people about it. So the company is nationwide, first of all. We operate nationwide. But I'm the South East Regional Manager for Vion. And my base is Enniscorthy. We operate just at the beside the Mart office, basically, there. So and we also provide harvesting services and forest road construction as well. In terms of harvesting, we offer full service. So it would be, first of all, forest assessment. Meet the forest owner, assess the forest, see is it ready for thinning. If so, then we'll go and apply for felling licences, apply for forest roads if needs be. We'll carry out a forest inventory, try and determine the average tree and the volume within the stand from thinning. We'll then market that timber up on the open market.
Okay, well, we have to leave it at that then. Yeah. Tom O'Dwyer there, South East Regional Manager with Vion, as he said, based in Enniscorthy. Tom, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michael. Cheers.